Okay, our friends. So today we have heard you and we are here for it. We're going to give you another Bluey story. So today's Bluey story is called Bedroom. And it's read today by Mommy and...
Well, I am Sarah Hadoff, reporting live. So... Do you have anything to say?
I do have.
Well, we shall get on with the story now. So, now you may read.
Thank you. Friends, Sarah Hadoff, the reporter, and I are here for a story about Bluey. You are one silly reporter. Do you know that? This is ridiculous. You are way silly today.
Look, if I want to get on the big channels, I have to report the big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a big story.
The beginning of the book. Are you ready?
Yes, of course I am.
Then here we go. Mom and Dad are clearing out the spare room. Bluey and Bingo are helping. And in the picture, we can see that they've got boxes of things that they're picking up. And Mom says, that one can go. And Dad says, yes, boss. Mom looks at the cot. Why are you crying? Bluey asks. Oh, says Mom with a sniffle. It's just this room, sweetheart.
How can a room make you cry?
Bluey asks.
Well, I guess it's not the room. It's who's been in it. This was your first bed,
Mum tells Bluey.
Yeah, and then I moved into my room. And then it was Bingo's first bed.
And then she moved into my room,
says Bluey.
And now it's no one's.
Mum finishes sadly. Bingo and Bluey come up with a plan.
Mum,
says Bluey,
can the spare room be my bedroom and Bingo can stay in that room? Then we'll each have our own bedroom,
adds Bingo. Okay, Mum says, as long as you're sure. Say the girls. They're very excited about it. While Dad moves Bluey's bed into her new room, Bluey and Bingo make some important decisions.
Come on,
says Dad as he pushes that bed. Moving furniture is not an easy job. Furniture can be heavy, and it can be shaped in an odd way that doesn't quite fit in spaces properly.
Bingo, can the watermelon rug go in my room? Okay, but can we have a rug race first?
Yeah!
Ready, set, go! They say, I'm in the lead!
They're having a good time.
Okay, bed's in,
says Dad.
Thanks, big fella.
Don't call me big fella.
Hey, big fella, can you move my bed?
Says Bingo. They're both calling him big fella. That's funny, isn't it? Do you ever call your daddy big fella?
Well, not usually.
Yeah.
Bingo, you moved your bed to be where mine used to be,
Bluey says.
I did it so we can still watch Malcolm.
Bingo explains. See, because right outside of their window is a tree, and in the tree there is a nest, and in the nest there is a bird who is rustling on its nest.
Come on, Malcolm, do something. Oh, he heard us.
Bluey and Bingo sort through their teddies. Oh, they've got so many.
Now, these teddies are all mine, and these are all mine. But what about Gloria? She was a Christmas present to me. from Grandad, says Bluey. But I didn't get one because he forgot I was born,
Bingo replies.
So whose room should she go in?
Bluey thinks.
She can go in to yours.
Thanks, Bluey,
says Bingo.
But how about she sleeps over at yours tonight?
Oh, okay. And who keeps Lampy?
Asks Bingo.
You can keep her,
Bluey offers.
No, it's okay. You take Lampy. But can we play Asleep Awake?
Oh, Bluey says.
Okay.
And when you play Asleep Awake, I think what you do is you turn off the light, which makes you fall asleep. Then you turn on the light, which wakes you up, right? And so back and forth, Bluey turns the light on and off.
And you have to read what it says.
And then she says,
asleep, awake, asleep, awake.
And
asleep, awake, asleep, awake, asleep, awake.
Mm-hmm. Bingo sits up and lays down and sits up and lays down and they laugh. The day is coming to an end, and in the picture we can see Bingo's room and we can see Bluey's room. Then they have dinner together as a family, they have bath time, and finally it's bedtime.
Okay, kids, into bed. Big D's ready for knockoff.
Sleep tight, says Bingo.
What's ready for knockoff?
Big D.
Who's Big D?
Well, remember how they were calling him Big Fella earlier? Mm-hmm. So I think he's now referring to himself as Big Dad. Mm-hmm. So Bluey says,
you too.
And then Bingo says,
don't let the bed bugs bite. Take care of Gloria and Lampy.
And Bluey says, yes, I will. And
all right, says Dad. Come on.
So Bluey gets ready for bed in her new room.
You all set, Bluey?
Mum asks.
Exciting.
Tell Bingo to say goodnight to Malcolm for me,
Bluey replies.
Night.
Night.
And she tries to fall asleep, but something isn't quite right.
Oh, yeah. Couch,
says Dad. And downstairs, Mom and Dad, who are sitting on the couch relaxing, hear a thump.
Bag's not,
they both shout, but Dad just beats Mom.
Oh, biscuits,
Mom says as she heads upstairs. Because now they, one of them has to go up to check on the kids, right?
What's going on?
Mom asks.
Bingo said I could have them,
says Bluey. And she's got an entire wagon full of books.
It's bedtime, kids. Come on, says Mum. No more leaving your rooms, okay?
Okay, Mama.
The girls say, and they wave to each other from across the hall. Bluey still can't fall asleep. She remembers something else she needs, so she makes a note, and she writes on it, and she sends the note flying across the hallway and into Bingo's room. Mm-hmm. And it's something. Looks like a bottle, maybe?
Oh, yeah,
says Bingo as she looks at it. And then she sends the bottle right on over.
Sorry, Gloria, I forgot your bottle,
says Bluey as she feeds the bottle to the baby. And here comes another note. Across the floor. It's from Bingo for Bluey, and it's a heart. And of course, Bluey has to reply, so she gets some hearts and she draws them all over another piece of paper and folds it back up and sends it across the floor, across the hallway, to Bingo's room. Back and forth go the notes, and thump, say the girls as they are sending the notes back and forth. And the parents, who are downstairs relaxing, say, Beg's not! Ugh. And Dad wins again, so now Mom has to get up.
No, they both have to say it. You have to have both of them say it.
I can't have them both say it at the same time because I only have one voice.
No, have the...
Beg's not!
Meg's not.
She lost. Mum heads upstairs again. What's going on here?
I didn't leave the room,
says Bluey.
Well, no messages either,
says Mum. Come on, it's bedtime.
Okay,
Bluey says sadly.
Are you okay, sweetie?
Mum asks.
I'm just not sure I've got everything I need,
says Bluey.
What? You've got your bed, you've got your books and the rug, you've even got the ladder. What else do you need?
Says the mum. And then Bluey whispers something. How about one last message? Says Mum. And in her bed, tucked in tight, Bingo is saying,
good night, Missy. Good night, Leela. Good night, Grandpa Bob, wherever you are. Oh!
She sees something come into the room. Another note.
All good?
Asks Dad, because Mom's back downstairs. All good, big fella. But you'll have to move Bluey's bed back in the morning. Mom replies.
Ah, what? Does she miss her old room?
No, Mom answers.
It's not the room.
What does she miss? Can you tell? In the picture, I can see exactly what it is that she missed. She missed her sister. Because in the last picture, they are snuggled up together in bed. Finally asleep. And that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? To have someone that you love that much to snuggle up with. And it's also the
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.